From NPR News, it's Day Today. High global demand, excessive speculation. The last thing you really want to hear about is another potential reason why gas prices could go up. But the floods in the Midwest may cause more price spikes. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. And Nancy, first of all, if you could explain, how exactly are floods and gas prices linked?
Yeah, it is a bit of a surprise. Oil refineries blend ethanol made from corn into gasoline. The relatively low price of ethanol had been helping to actually keep gas prices from rising more than they have. But now corn prices are rocketing up because of flood damage. And ethanol futures, in fact, are up 17% just over the past week, according to Thomson Reuters.
So how much might higher ethanol prices bump the price of gas?
Well, not that much, Alex. Probably 1 to 3 cents per gallon, although at this point, every little bit hurts. I spoke today about all this with Larry Goldstein, the director of the Energy Policy Research Foundation. He says ethanol now makes up 7 to 8% of our national gas supply.
We use about 141 billion gallons of gasoline a year, and ethanol will be about 8 to 9 billion gallons of that. So it's a small but very important growing component of our gasoline supply.
Nancy, as we mentioned, there are other factors behind the recent run-up in gas prices, including an uptick in violence in Nigeria. How does that affect U.S. consumers?
Yeah, the U.S. actually imports most of the crude oil that Nigeria produces. Today, there was an attack by Nigerian rebels on an offshore oil field. Royal Dutch Shell says it stopped production from the field, and that field produces about 10% of Nigeria's daily output. Nigerian oil is important because of quality, Alex, not quantity. Dennis Gartman writes the Gartman Letter on commodities markets, and he told me that Nigerian oil is a light, sweet crude, and that is the refiner's favorite kind of oil.
It's the good stuff, okay? It's just easier to refine. For all intents and purposes, it gives you a higher blend of gasoline, and it's just easier to handle.
And consumers, as I understand it, are finding all sorts of interesting ways to respond to these higher gas prices?
Yes, they're taking pretty desperate measures to fill up those gas tanks. Believe it or not, the Associated Press is reporting that in Gaza, people are putting air freshener in their gas tanks. The AP says one taxi driver there mixes 4 parts cooking oil with 1 part turpentine. Other drivers have experimented with different concoctions, which they also add to cooking oil, including shots of diesel, motor oil, and yes, that air freshener. Now, Larry Goldstein, that analyst I talked to earlier, says don't try this. It can be dangerous, and your warranty will not cover any damage to your car.
Sound advice from Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.